it. It's 5:32 in the morning, so let's get up.
It's time.
It's time and time to do.
Remember when you were young and you used to pull the covers back over your head and your mom would come in again and again?
Yeah.
I can see you being somebody that were it was hard to like get you up and at 'em in the morning.
I don't know.
As my mom used to say.
I don't know if I was that bad.
No? Well, good.
I don't think so. I mean, once I got up, I didn't want to do anything. But
oh, my gosh.
But there you go. We have increasing clouds for you today with a 20% chance of a shower. High's going to be 73.
Man, that weather yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Just stunning.
I was right there.
It was like summer's here. Did you golf?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. Perfect.
But don't ask how. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh,
don't
no.
bring it up. I don't want to talk
it's
about it.
It's been a while since you had one of those days.
I don't want to talk about it. It's 48 degrees right now. The Jack and Tracy Show on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tell Me Something Good is brought to you by the South Bend School Corporation. Here's Tracy.
Recently, the South Bend School's Broadcast Media and Film Production CTE program at Riley High School was recognized once again as the News Media School of the Year. Gosh, that marks their second consecutive year winning this prestigious honor. Definitely shows their commitment to preparing students for careers in the broadcast media industry. And I'm so excited to join, to have Tim Richardson, the talented media instructor, join us today, who's at the helm of this award-winning program. And he has a student with him that we're excited to meet as well, Reese Kissel. Tim, Reese, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, tell us about your reaction to being named News Media School of the Year for the second straight year. That's such a big deal.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's always a nail biter. We always try to put our best foot forward, and we've been earnestly entering the Indiana Association of School Broadcasters contest for the last 5 years or so. And every year we're like, oh, we hope we get it, but I don't know. But we tend to either do better or hang on, and that's just really a testament to the students and their great work. And Reese, I know you were really pleased with, as our sports director, some of the sports and non-sports stuff that you won.
Yeah, going into the competition, I didn't really know what I was getting into, but it being our second year, going into it, I didn't think it was going to be as big as it was. When I got to the competition, there was just a ton and ton of students there. And to win something like that, it was just crazy to hear.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
awesome. 60 different schools that we compete against, roughly. And so, yeah, it's really cool. And Reese actually did the went down a weekend early, and we entered him in the radio news anchor category. He was a finalist. He didn't get into the top three, but he did a fantastic job just being in there.
Congratulations. That's awesome, Reese. Talk
Thank
to
you.
Us, you guys, a little bit about the knowledge and skills you're gaining in this program.
Well, we give students a wide array of, we want them to be prepared. Media is an ever-changing and growing landscape. So they get experience with radio production in our radio studio as well as podcasting. They do news shows. We do talk shows. They do interviews. They go out in the community and the school and collect news stories, as well as doing creative projects like music videos, short films, vlogs, all kinds of stuff.
And Reese, talk a little bit about that. What has that been like for you as a student?
All right, so this is my first year in the program, so I've been really kind of been built from the ground up. I've almost learned almost everything, and I was kind of thrown right into the fire, so it wasn't like I just knew what I was doing. Mr. Richardson really helped me and guided me through the steps that go into making a news show and being on the radio. And it's all been a really great experience.
And do you have a certain class period that you do these things in, or is it a class? I mean, how does that work into your schedule?
So the way these work is that it's half a day. So it's three periods long, and I actually have students in CTE, or Career and Technical Education. We have students from up to all four of the high schools in South Bend School. So Reese is a Riley student, but I also have Adams students and Clay students. And so morning class is, the first three periods of the day. And that's typically the first, you know, it's the first year students and the second year students mm-hmm. meet in the afternoon for three periods.
Oh, that's incredible. So you really have some time to really teach them.
That's right. And give them a lot of hands-on experience so that we can, you know, put together a show and not be rushed to get out in just one period.
Absolutely. Can you share, Tim, some of the success stories from former students you've had that have gone on to work in the media industry?
Sure, absolutely. We've had students go into all kinds of fields, but it's the most obvious ones are the ones that have gone into news, and we currently have some students working at WSBT and WNDU, as well as one of our students who really helped me build the program when I started, Alex Almanza, got a job at WNDU when he was a senior here, and he just continued to do that while he's been at Ball State, and now he just took a job at WTHR in Indianapolis, and he's going to be working for full-time starting off as a photog.
Oh, how rewarding is that for you?
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, he's very versatile and great. And not only him, but so many other students that to see them putting their skills to use in that it helped them in their careers is just really rewarding.
And Reese, I assume you do want to go into a media career. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I'm going to Ball State next year for media. I want to be like a sportscaster, but also I'm open to being like news or radio as well. During this class, you know, it's really taught me the opportunities that this field brings, and I'm really excited to go into it.
And I can only assume you are grateful to the program and to Mr. Richardson for their help.
Yeah, it's very grateful because this is an experience that a lot of students going into the field aren't going to have, and it's given me a front foot forward into the door of the media field in the future.
Hey, thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. I did not know just how amazing your program was at the South Bend Schools, the Broadcast Media and Film Production Program. So, man, you guys are truly making a big difference in shaping our broadcast professionals in the future. And we sure appreciate that, don't we, Jack?
You better believe it.
Anything we didn't ask you guys that you wanted to add?
No, well, I don't know if it's okay to say. We do have a website. So it's sbsvideo.org, and people can check out all the stuff that we do there and find out more how they can get involved in the program.
Absolutely. I wish I had had that kind of program in high school. That is just amazing. No doubt. And again, to learn more, if you didn't catch that about South Bend School's award-winning media program, go to sbstvradio.org.
Tell me something.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:55, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, the armorer from the set of the movie Rust was sentenced yesterday. Hannah Gutierrez Reed was sentenced to 18 months in jail. She was convicted in March of loading a live bullet into Alec Baldwin's gun on the set, which led to the death of Helena Hutchins. Before the sentencing, the judge told her, "You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon." And said,
wow.
If it weren't for her, Hutchins would be alive, a husband would have a partner, and a little boy would have his mother. Well, Alec Baldwin is also facing involuntary manslaughter charges. He is scheduled to go on trial in July.
Hmm.
Well, O.J. Simpson's family says no to a CTE study. A Simpson had spoken in the media about it, believing he may have had CTE due to multiple concussions he suffered on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Simpson told the Buffalo News he had days when he couldn't find words or the name of people he knew, and he said he knew it was his CTE kicking in. His close friend Michael Miltello talked to the Buffalo News last week and said, it turned out if he did have CTE, that would give some medical explanation for the violent behavior he was accused of after his career, because he said that behavior made no sense to those who knew OJ as a kind, loving, gentle person. A CTE can only be diagnosed, however, by examining brain tissue after someone's death.
Mm.
Well, every April, Time Magazine names the year's 100 most influential people, and Dua Lipa is one of them for 2024. The 28-year-old singer is one of the first covers to be revealed.
Really?
Yeah, she's gearing up for her May 3rd release of Radical Optimism. It's her much-hyped third studio album. After all, she's been manifesting it, she says, for years. She said after her first album came out, she was already thinking about album 3. So I don't know why I was surprised to see her named one of the first covers.
Yeah, there's nothing against her.
No, me either. I just,
talented,
I don't know.
But all right.
Well, in case you missed it, Maroon 5 announced a short summer tour with Maren Morris. This one kicks off near Detroit with shows in the Midwest and Northeast through July. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.com. And Maroon 5's Las Vegas residency starts up back in May at Dolby Live at Park MGM with 16 performances. And Maren Morris bringing her tour to North America this summer as well. All right, if you thought that Barbie Mania was over,
no,
think again.
I never thought that.
So 9 months after the release of the Barbie movie, Heinz has partnered with Mattel to produce, are you ready for it? A new sauce called barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
Here's what it is, though. It's pink vegan mayo with barbecue sauce. And then it's, of course, that, you know, Barbie blush color from beetroot is what they added to it. But they say it has a smoky flavor and it could be used as a salad dressing or, you know, something on your burger. The perfect for summer is what they're saying. And it is that, I mean, the bottle and it's just like that bright, bright pink. So kind of fun. I'll try it. It doesn't sound good to me.
No.
From a taste perspective?
I have to try it before I can.
But don't you think a lot of people do mix barbecue with mayo? Maybe not.
I don't either.
No. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Today's
by themselves, it's fine, but I don't know
exactly.
About mixed. I don't know.
I agree. But I like the color of it, so I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's National Eggs Benedict Day. Neither Jack or I have ever had.
I have never had eggs Benedict.
Crazy, me either. Of all the eggs we eat, and we've never had eggs Benedict.
No, well, when you come in the next time, we're gonna make some.
Benedict. All right, ready to do some birthdays?
No.
John Cryer.
Okay. I'm gonna do good today. I'm telling you, I'm just.
You studied last night.
No, I didn't study anything. I don't study. John Cryer is going to be, 63.
59.
He's 59. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All right. I'm going to get this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can figure that out. He played then and then. And then that would make him, around 70. No, man, I don't think he's 80. I'm going to go 79.
So close, 77.
He's 77.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And Peter Billingsley.
Peter Billingsley's about 50. Yeah, I'd say 50.
54.
Well, not bad round,
not bad.
Really.
For no,
me.
You did well.
I don't know about that.
101.5. Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, 748.
All right, my life hack is for cutting onions. And you don't want
which I did yesterday.
Were you successful at not tearing up? And
I know
it's hard.
I thought they were sweet onions. That's what I picked from the store. But as soon as I start cutting them, I hear my eyes are like watering.
Oh,
I go,
yeah,
that can't
absolutely.
Be a sweet onion. There's no way.
Man. So all you need to do is you need to cut onions on a damp paper towel.
Really?
That damp paper towel attracts the acids that make you cry. So you'll have tear-free onion cutting every time.
Well, I wish you'd have told me that yesterday.
Oh, now you'll remember.
I would have saved a lot of tears, I'll tell you that. All right. Well, here's my life hack. Taking something apart to fix it. Hmm? Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you are, take a photo of it before you start. This will give you a reference when putting it back together. Because you know when you go back to this, I'm pretty sure this screw
That's a great
went
idea.
Here, and I went to, you know, oh, no, it doesn't go there. Take a picture of it, and you'll have a reference when putting it back together. And
that's a good idea,
go.
Jack.
That's oh, I have them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while. Every once in a while.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 8 o'clock, and it's time for another edition of Go Figure. Well, let's see what our friend David Rush is doing now, you know, who has the most Guinness World Records.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how you come up with this stuff. I really don't. I guess I'm not that creative, but here it is. He was on a quest to hold the most concurrent Guinness World Record title, previously attempted the record about 4 years ago, but his time of 3 minutes, 52 seconds was disqualified. And it was disqualified because his lawnmower didn't have a bag on it. What he did was balance a running lawnmower on his chin for 9 minutes, 17 seconds. Break a Guinness World Record.
Wait, he balanced it on his chin?
On his chin.
Holding it up in the air?
Up in the air. And
this is a lawnmower.
And it's running.
Yeah, this isn't dangerous at all. Don't try this at home, please.
The record was increased in the meantime to 7 minutes, 2 seconds by fellow serial record breaker, Ashrita Furman. Rush finished his attempt at 9 minutes, 17 seconds. 9 minutes, a running lawnmower on his chin.
Oh, my gosh.
So that brought his total records to 165. His wife had something to say about that, too.
What did she say?
Hey, have you seen the lawn lately? You know, let's use the lawnmower for what it's intended instead of balancing it on your chin.
No doubt. Can that, we just have a serious moment?
That guy just...
Just a serious note here.
Yes.
My dad, mowing the lawn as a teenager in open-toed shoes, got his toes cut off. With a lawnmower.
Kidding?
I'm not kidding. So I'm super sensitive to this.
I'm sorry I brought up that.
No, but so, hey, like, just be careful out there. That's just my story.
Yes.
And he, you know, obviously suffered the consequences of that for years. So I won't, you know, mow the lawn without closed-toed shoes, nor will my kids. And he wore steel-toed boots for the rest of the time for the mowing the lawn.
And I won't balance a lawnmower on my
I would
chin
definitely
anymore.
Not I balance that lawnmower on my face.
Go figure.
Oh, my gosh.